Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
I made you understand that we live in that generation where people are moved by giftings. Once we see an anointed minister dissipating energy on the altar, and we look at how fluent and flamboyant the gift looks like, we assume that God is with him. Whereas God's system of vetting a man's credibility is how unbridled you are in the place of character. And only one thing has the power to solidify a man's character, and that's God's word. It will shock you the depth of ignorance people have when it concerns God. You see, we live in a generation where all we know about God is what God can give and what God can do. But we have not been taught to understand that the thing called Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. For some strange reasons, people want to believe in a message that makes them comfortable. Where in God's kingdom, comfortability kills before time. Watch me. If the word of the Lord is not transforming you, you can't become the better version of yourself. Because everything about God lies in your understanding. You didn't hear me. Am I communicating, friends? You see, let me show you one major reason why believers can never grow. Not because God hates them. They are unwilling to learn. I told you in English language, there are two words. There is illiterate and alliterate. Illiterate means you are unable to read and write. True or false? Alliterate means you can read, you can write, but you've chosen not to do it. So many believers are not illiterate. They are actually alliterate. In the sense that they are not willing to do what is right. Some believers see the word of God as a burden. For some reason, they see it as a problem. People are not willing to create time to study God's word. So for some reason, every resource the cross provides, they can't work in that reality. And it's a pity though. God did not document every miracle being done by the fathers in the book for documentary sake. It was to ensure that you become a replica of that same thing as well. Watch me. I told you that in the days of Abraham, when there were no form of assurances yet, a man could become great. That his life now became a letter for us to read about. Communicate, friends. So, whenever you are asked to come to church on a Wednesday, or whenever you are asked to study your Bible, you are actually helping yourself grow in that realm the kingdom provides. Watch me. God has never given anybody anything because you prayed for. He gives you what you pray for based on the capacity you have. You are where you are today because of how you think, not because demons fought you. You didn't hear me? Demons are not powerful. Altars are not powerful. In fact, the strength of a demon is ignorance. There is something they will always want to do to ensure that you don't think the way a believer should think. The idea where we came to meet life, so life will treat us the way we came to meet it, is fallacy. You can change the narrative. Am I communicating? Yes. Are you aware that there are some people in the world today, they rose into prominence when life made them feel there was no hope for them? Some people slept on the street and God raised them from that place. Yes. So the idea where believers are seeking for miracles, and they will not want to be taught the way a miracle can be reproduced, it's a proof where they've always been lacking. Am I communicating? I'm not saying miracles are bad, but I want you to know that God does not create miracle to prove how good he is. He creates miracle to prove how true he is. Get the difference here. That is why we come to church every blessed day. We go back the same. And it looks like nothing about our life changes because we've decided not to do what the word of God provides. I'm telling you. God does not give anointing for discipline. There's no unction for that. He wants you to know that discipline is a man's personal decision. You tell yourself, this is the way I ought to follow. Am I communicating this? Please watch me, friends. I want you to know that if you don't make up your mind to do what the scripture says, it will shock you that the very life you're meant to live, God will have to allow that life find expression to somebody else. And you will clearly know that life has cheated you and you can't do anything about it. Anytime you see anybody filled with bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, know that whatever they see the person do, they wish they were there. Two of us. It's pitiful how today believers know God through what they hear on YouTube. That is why anybody can come behind the pulpit and say anything about anything in the gospel and people believe that. Go to some churches today, it will shock you how some members don't pay tithe. And they will give you funny reasons why tithe shouldn't be paid. And when you check their background, you realize what they learned from God from YouTube. Am I complicated? It will shock you that today, the believer who claims they love the Lord, they have so many complicated stories in their head concerning the gospel. So they don't know which one to follow. Because you don't have God's word in your heart. So whatever life presents becomes a man's priority now. Oh yeah. Anybody can wake up and say anything and you see people follow them. Watch me. There is a coming life that it will take the understanding you know about God to preserve integrity. That life will be so dangerous, eh? That what you know about God will become your defense and your shield. If you want to know how deep people are in God's word, check how they live their life. Does it make sense? Today I'll teach you. Are you blessed, friends?
Yes.
I told you I'm your pastor, right? So I want to show you the truth so you can grow in life. Somebody say glory. The Lord told us that the month of April is a month of a faithful steward or a kingdom steward. And I told you that before I talk about stewardship or who a steward is, I want to teach you about the kingdom. Now, just a quick recap here. I made you understand that whenever we talk about God's kingdom, we are talking about four major things. The life of God, the glory of God, the influence of God, and the culture of God. Anytime you hear the kingdom of God, we are talking about any system the Lord has allocated for himself where he has the power to predispose upon the nation what he has said. He's a king and the people he created are meant to worship him. Am I communicating, friends? So once you give reverence to who God is as a person, four things must be seen: his glory, his life, his influence, and culture. I made you understand that you were not created because you were meant to be created. You were created because there's a tax in God God wants a man to fulfill. So whatever you call joy, happiness, safety, it is not God's priority. He created you for one major purpose, that whatever you do on earth will give him honor. So you realize that Christ became the perfect pattern man, where we know that all that a man should do is to follow God's will. So when the disciples of John told Christ, teach us how to pray, he told them that when you pray, your prayer should be in alignment with God. And in order to find his kingdom, find the will of the Father. Am I making a difference? And I told you that there are three forms of will in God. There is the perfect will, the imperfect will, and the permissive. Am I right? And I told you that God's perfect will is God's original plan. Hear me? The anointing that comes upon your life, it's not responsible for discipline. You didn't hear me? Okay, maybe let me break it down for you. If God gives you something, it is not God's responsibility to teach you how to keep what you have. He expects you to go through maturity to understand that what you have is his life. Am I communicating? Let me show you why many believers can't have testimonies again. Because they feel it's their right for God to bless them. Whereas whatever they receive is as a proof of God's mercy and love. God shouldn't give you what makes you happy to prove how good he is. God is not meant to do good for him to be called good. He is good because he is good. Does it make sense? Rabbi, a man said, thou art a good man. He says, why do you call me good? For none on earth is good aside God. So God's definition for good means you live the life of God himself. So even if I'm feeding the poor and what I reflect isn't God's life, I'm not called good. Get the difference here. Am I communicating, please? So God wants you to know that even if you live up to 100 years and people get to lie on the day of your death that you are a very good person, you had a very good heart, what people say about you will not matter in heaven. Get it once and for all. My late grandfather died. A chief came around. The chief was almost blind. The king touched the casket of my late grandfather and got healed, and he was still dead. The anointing was over his destiny, over the body. You didn't hear me? Did you hear that? Just because the man had faith in what God used the man to do, God had to show the man mercy through a vessel. But God says, it ends here. Now that death has taken you home, it ends here. Does it make sense? So I want you to know that longevity is not a proof of love. Longevity can be proof of warning. Living long doesn't mean God loves you. It can be God is still warning you. So please, forget celebrating birthday if you are not executing the kingdom. You didn't hear me? Because every addition of a physical year is actually a subtraction of the inner spirit. But we don't see that. So somebody has been married for 40 years, 25 years, 30 years, 15 years, and you realize that they didn't do anything based on what God has said. That life is a wasted life. Watch me. When you pray to God for something, before the Lord hands to you what you've prayed to God for, he looks at two things: your capacity in the spirit and how well aligned you are to his kingdom. You didn't hear me? Huh? Your tears are too small to persuade God. You can't blackmail God with your emotions. God? Do you know Moses? Moses, 40 years, he worked with the people. One day, God says, stretch forth the rod out of pain, out of ignorance, out of pressure. What did he do? He now hits the rod with it. And God says, what do you mean? He says, because of what you have done, all while you were journeying for 40 years, your eyes will see it. But you can't enjoy the fruit of your labor. He says, I will not even let you die here. Leave the people, anoint Joshua and go and die up there. Hear me. I told the members on Zoom that in destiny, God has never exalted love above law. In destiny, God will always exalt the law above the law. So, living in Belgium doesn't make it a miracle. Those of you who are here, because God blessed you in small ways, you have changed doing what brought you here. That should show you how small you are in God's kingdom. Because what you wanted was something from him, not because you wanted him. Hey. For 40 years, the hand of God had left King Saul. Yet, he was still winning battles. Watch me. Watch me. If you get this message, nothing on earth will bother you again. I was listening to Oyedepo, and he said he lived in Lagos for 21 years. And he didn't know the way to the market. Can you imagine? He lived for 21 years in Lagos. He didn't know the way to the market. He only knew two places, airport and the church. I'm reading one of his books right now. And he said, God told him that if he wants to become the voice he promised him 40 years ago in the bush, his focus is one thing: preach the message of faith. So he told his officers, no one should put TV in my room. The only TV he sees is the pictures of Kenneth Hagin and his crusades. So he wakes up to look at crusades. Hello? I told you that life isn't about happiness. You see, the idea where people want to create physical investment, you see, they are good, but they have no heritage in the spirit. Can you hear me? Whatever law you are following here on earth is as a result of the fallen creature. Because according to God's original perspective, this wasn't how Emma was supposed to rise. You see, God has a way of showing people how to get them blessed. But for reasons, we want to find our own ways on how to be comfortable. Joy that is not purposeful is a distraction. Happiness that is not purposeful is a distraction. Comfortability that has no purpose is actually a pain in disguise. Watch me. Whatever life gives without the orientation of the kingdom is to take away from you. So being happy in life, when the happiness is not connected to what God has said about your life, is you going to cry at the end. Yes. Many people are here. It will shock you that what they know about life is totally different from God's perspective. Study your Bible. What God called faith wasn't the evidence of substance. What God defined as faith was the testimony he could give about the elders. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Am I teaching your friends? You see, we are doing everything possible to become something God has not created for us. Today, the average lady wants to marry before 30. Because she's been told that according to medical science, the older you grow, the difficult it becomes to give birth to a child. So she believes that God can do all things. But her emotions is so strong that sometimes she's torn in between two choices. Do I go for purpose or go for pleasure? The Lord told me 2 weeks ago, he says, a man does not understand maturity until he has to choose what he knows over what he feels. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is God telling us that since you're a human being, there should be that reflective power of God that gives you power over the things in this earth. But it can't become a physical ordinance. Number 2, watch this. Verse 2. By it, the elders obtain a good testimony. Now, this good testimony that God spoke about concerning the elders were not in the evidence of things they received, but in who they became in God. Oh, help me. Oh, am I teaching here? Hear me. Now, this is not to demean whoever has taught you the ways of life. But if your physical mother is trying to stop you from doing what is right, hear me. If your physical mother stops you from doing what is kingdom oriented, she has become that tool the devil uses to fight your life. You didn't hear me. He says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. They are meant to be in the Lord for you to obey them. You didn't hear me. Talk to me, friends. I understand that Abraham, you live in your father's house. And you say, God says, I should live here. I strongly believe in my heart that there was a bit of combat between Abraham and his father. And he says, for the gospel's sake, I'm to live here. Oh, it's a pity. So I told you that when you now understand the perfect will of God, there are 6 things you go through in life. I told you last week, Friday, that the first realm you enter is called the animal life, the blood life, where you are torn in between what you know and what you feel. Am I right? You want to do what is right, your flesh is pulling you down. You want to do what the kingdom says, your flesh is pulling you down. You want to fast, but you feel like eating. Have you wondered how people get to eat the day they want to fast? And they forget that they were fasting after they've eaten. Praise God. Yes. You really want to do what the kingdom says, and some things don't do it. That life is called a blood life. Blood is regulating you. Now watch me. You see, many Christians don't know that before the Lord decides to give you something, he looks at how well you honor him. Abraham was chosen as that emblem of hope and righteousness because God knew in his heart he will compel everybody to serve God. So you can't be a mother and say, I'll leave my children alone. You're not serious. It can't happen. Does it make sense? So just imagine that you are torn in between how you feel. Some people, they go to work and they come back very tired. And they wouldn't want to come to church on Wednesday or Fridays because they feel that they have to go to work. It's fine. That money you are keeping, the wisest man that lived on earth said all his vanity. The man who has gotten to where you are going to, this is nothing. You didn't hear me? The person that said, I've gone through time and I can tell you that these are worthless. Listen to the stories of the mothers in the house. They will tell you that some of the things they did in their past, they had nothing from it. Dr. Utabel said that some of the lessons you learn, they are bad experiences. You didn't hear me? He said, they come to keep what you carry. Just imagine standing on a tall building and you say, I want to jump so I know how it feels like, don't I? You just try. If God give you grace again. So just because what you did made you feel right, does it make it right? Now, when you grow from the animal life, you enter into the life of the soul. I told you it is where God has to battle your destiny through your mindset. Now hear me, friends. Many Christians don't know that in the rest of the spirit, how they think resonates in God's kingdom. In what sense? The Bible says, just as a man thinketh, not so he will be, but so you are. So the very moment the enemy has the power to cause me to think negatively, I become a negative creature. Now hear me. The devil doesn't have the power to touch your soul until your mind gives the enemy the gateway to do so. Watch me. Christians are not aware that when they come before the Lord and they pray, their mind is praying as well. In fact, God entertains what you say with the heart than what you say with your mouth. So, just imagine the enemy putting fear in your heart just to cause you to kill the vision you have. Watch me. I made you understand that there are certain people, they are so myopic that if you tell them how deep the vision is, they will kill it. Are you aware? The Bible says when Joseph told his brothers the dream, hear this, they wanted to kill the guy. In fact, they planned to kill the guy. Am I right? But you see, ignorance and arrogance, envy, jealousy, they will not let you see the good in it. Remember, he told them that I saw 11 stars bowing down before me. Are you aware that in this life, there are certain people God has connected your elevation to them? When they rise, you rise also. So because of envy, they didn't know that they were called stars. Stars are great people. They didn't see that. Just because they wanted to be on top, they didn't know that there always has to be somebody who goes up for others to follow. It's God's principle. They were called stars also. Stars because you would enter into realm in God's kingdom where you would cheaply have power. But they wanted to see life from a different perspective. The soul is life. Am I communicating? You see, there are certain people there. You must be bold to tell them, I can't be with you again. You hear me? It will help you preserve the heritage you carry. Watch me. This life, it is very spiritual. And only God can tell people their heart they carry. You didn't hear me? Do you know how many times we've prayed over people here? And then God will tell us certain things. And then we don't want to doubt God. But looking at how to do things in the flesh, we are asking, can this be possible at all? When you come into Christianity, what you were taught about your culture shouldn't become your influence in worshiping God. Did you hear that? I want you to know that whatever culture people live by is what people taught about and said, this is the way we're supposed to do it. True of us? Yes. I told you that it was in Europe that I went to some country funerals and I realized they don't wear black for funeral. Some wear green, white, purple for funeral. Where I come from, you wear black. You can't wear makeup. You can't put on high heels. Hey, you can't even say you won't cry. Where we come from? It's a big thing. It's a big party. When my late grandfather lost his wife, my aunties were there. Their grandparents came to tell them, oh yeah, come and cry. Cry so we know you are sad. And you can't feel it.
So now people said, since they can't cry again, they now have criers. You pay them to cry for you.
I'm telling you, so you'll be seeing that the person who died is a woman. And you'll be crying with a man's name, oh, Kwaju. Once it's called Mary in the casket.
Where you come from?
Nobody say, it's a very good business, I'm telling you. So you'll be crying, no. And you'll be crying. Once they finish, you'll be eating.
God is good. I don't know. During our late grandfather's food now, daddy bought some, I don't know, was it cow, sheep, everything.
People were crying. Hey, Bishop, you've died. Before you realize, somebody went behind, stole everything. Hey, it was business. It'll be business now. Stole everything.
But, oh, Bishop, hey.
So, if you are not careful and you don't deassociate from how life taught you and you bring that life into God, there are many things you can never have. Watch me. In Zion, God wants us to be seen by the rank we possess. Where we come from. If you migrate from the life of the soul, the third life is called the God life. It is called the Zoe life. Am I communicating? Now watch me. Remember David, through revelation, made us understand that God has called us gods as well. Does it make sense?
Yes.
I want you to know that you are a god because you were created in the image of your heavenly Father. Does it make sense? Remember, a god is a spirit being. You were not a human being, you were a spirit being. I told you were a spirit that lives in a body. And as long as you reside in this body, you have limitations to the earth realm. If that makes sense. But once you just juxtapose to kingdom life, the higher life, the things God can do, he gives you the power to do also. You didn't hear me, friends? Some of the miracles that were performed by the fathers in the Bible were performed by mortal men. But they realized they could leave this earth to become immortals. Am I communicating? I told you, miracles were not created for apostles and prophets. Any church you enter, where the preacher man tries to demean any gift, is a fallen man. I was telling daddy when he came from Ghana that I figured out some. You see, you can be a preacher and you can be an orator. And you may speak in revelation and have no insight. You didn't hear me? Did you hear that? You can be a powerful preacher and you will speak. And just because you have the power to speak, you may think what you are saying is making sense. But they forgot it when you stand behind the pulpit and preaching to spirit beings. Did you hear me? You see, the idea of the life we live is to cause us to live among entities. Oh, I feel like preaching today. Oh, hello. So whatever we alter is never in reverence of what we just know. It's about who we are in God's kingdom. If what we say is to make people comfortable, so it limits the power of God in them, it's a proof we've killed them. Do you hear me? A man of God in Ghana, I know, celebrated 40 years in ministry. Don't get me wrong. One of the men I respect so much. He stood behind the pulpit one day and said, it is useless to come to church and prophesy the whole time. It's useless. You don't need to be prophesied to prosper in destiny. You only need to read God's word. And I saw people clapping for him. Now, he may be sincere because ignorant. Oh, he didn't hear me. Now, he assumes because he has attained that height in 40 years, everybody who desires to enter that height has got to the same angle. Huh? Some failed because they once succeeded. Let no one convince you to believe you can live a limited life. Watch me. The idea is to have the life embedded in you. So what God does, you can extend that life. Did you hear that? So somebody can be sick and you speak and things will happen in the spirit. It's called the God life. He says, these are the signs that will follow them. Those who believe. He didn't say they are gifted people. Number four. When you migrate from the God life, now God has to station the God life. It is now called the life of the law. It's called the lawful life. The life of the law. Now, this is where many believers have missed it. Now hear me. When the Lord begins to walk with you on the path of destiny, his ultimate desire is to enter into covenant with you. Now, I want you to know that in this kingdom life of ours, there are two forms of covenant. There is a covenant you enjoy because of the death of Christ. And the covenant you enter based on the election of destiny. These two things. Everybody who believes in Christ automatically is covenanted because the blood is speaking for you. But in the area where all you do is to reflect his life, it takes the place of covenant to make a patriot.
Aye.
Let me know if I'm communicating, friends. Watch me. We are not the same before the Lord. Did you hear that? When I'm asked to lead worship and I say, lift up your hands, you can be singing, you can be in tears, you may fall under the power. It doesn't impress God's emotion. What matters to God is where a man stands. Oh, am I teaching here? We can come to church and say, Madam, the way you clap and you sweep the church, you're a kingdom agent person. And we can clap for you because we are seeing what you're doing here. But only God can tell the heart behind that thing. If not, a preacher will not go to hell and an usher will go to heaven. Oh. I will never forget the video that made us watch. How a pastor was told that he had no house in heaven. Rather, the biggest mansion in the house at that time was his usher, who was the poorest. God decides to give you a life that only he can operate. When he gives you that power to live that life, it's called covenant. Am I teaching you? Oh, am I teaching you? I want you to know that one thing a man can pursue to become the highest in God's kingdom is to be covenanted. Just to keep the covenant. Just don't select anybody, because the instruction he gives to keep the covenant is very tough. Oh. Do you know what it means when the Lord gives you an angel to stand by your side? So anywhere you enter, whatever power he has given in his name, he lets you give honor to that name. Oh. You didn't hear me? Oh, hello? Ah. Things just don't work for men because they deserve it. They work for men because they've earned it. You didn't hear me? Watch me. There is nothing like partiality in God's kingdom. What distinguishes the average believer the other is the covenant they have. We can all speak in reverence of what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. Yes. That death that was placed on the cross of Calvary gave us life to call him our Father. But for that grace, whereby the Lord stations certain possibilities that he can't give everybody, it takes covenant to make it happen. I want you to know that it doesn't care how long you've been coming to church. You can be a long-time Christian and not be covenanted. So I told you, I want you to know that covenant is not for the aged. It's for those who have actually gone beyond time, called the ancient. Yes. This is where God decides to honor people and give them what they deserve. How does a God decide to call himself the son of a man he created? Doesn't even make sense. How does God say, in order for you to call me the name that will cause me to showcase mercy, call me the name of David? No, it is even blasphemous to say, if you want to call my father, make sure you have my name attached to him. If that makes sense. How would my father tell you that, okay, even though I give birth to Prophet Benjamin, call me the son of Prophet Benjamin? Doesn't make sense. You didn't hear me? What at all did God see in the heart of David? And he says, call me the son of David. Why? Are you aware that when Samuel was told to come and give warning to King Saul about what he did in the land of Agag, Saul told Samuel that, don't tell me this information in front of the people. Because are you aware the Bible says, after he did partially what God asked him to do, the Bible says he went around the town with a statue. Talk to me, friends. He built a statue for himself, praising himself. And he even told Samuel that, Samuel, come, tell me what God has said, because whatever God said, I've done it. You see, some people feel they're too perfect in their mind that God can correct them. When God told Samuel that, tell this man, I have regretted making him a king. He said, don't tell me the information here. At least you can take me somewhere and tell me that information. But because I don't want to lose the physical kingdom, let's go and seek for mercy. Are you aware when Nathan was giving warning to come and give unto King David? When he prayed, he says, God, if you will take the physical kingdom from me, I'm very okay with it. But the spirit that you have given unto me to help me serve you better, don't take it away. Am I communicating? One was in for what he would receive and gain. One was in for the gain of the kingdom. Am I teaching you, friends? You see, covenantal people are not many, they are few. Because the ordinances it takes to keep what you have is difficult. It's not easy. Praise God. I'm telling you. Clap your hands, friends. I keep asking myself, how does a man become so deep in spirit that even when the Lord had not opened the door of the end time salvation to come upon the end time church, God had to recreate season just under the man's life? Think about it. Look at Abraham. The life of Abraham pioneered the life of Israel. Two of us. There was no tribe in his days. So he became that pioneer. He actually convened a true force. And even when God knew that a time is coming that people have to give tithe unto his name to reverence him for kingdom expansion, the life of Abraham considered that law. Have you wondered why? How does a Melchizedek meet Abraham? And then after every blessing conferred upon Abraham's life, he says, I want to give one tenth of whatever I earn from the war. You see, certain things in the spirit are not taught, they are caught. Oh, praise God. Many Christians are not aware that whatever they live here on earth is actually a reflection of how they'll be honored in heaven. Let me break it down for you. For a very long time, I used to preach telling people that heaven is a realm of rest, where all we do is to give God praise and sing unto his name. And that's very true. Don't get me wrong. Very true. But I want you to know that in God's kingdom, after a man's physical death, your journey does not end. Your journey actually begins. Do we know Father Jesus in the Bible? He died and rose after 3 days. He entered into heaven, received the crown, became the King of Kings. He didn't end his mission. He's still interceding on the people's behalf. And even after the new heaven comes and the new earth unravels, his work still continues. So your work does not end, it continues. So I made you understand that destiny goes beyond a man fulfilling future. It's actually living the life of Christ. Everything you do on earth that makes you look like a gift is a life in God. He gives you power to control that. These are very deep things here. What will give you proximity to the Father in God's kingdom? It's not just connected to how you live your life, but how distinctive you became in the patterns of the Holy Spirit. Why he showed you things he couldn't teach mortal people. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, give me strings. When you are here, 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 when you are here. When you are here, 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 you are here. Let me know if I'm teaching, friends. It doesn't make sense to the mortal man that as holy as God is, decides to live in the womb of a virgin. 9 months. I hope you're aware that every mother raises a child of who he is. Talk to me, friends. Mary was so distinctive in her work with God that whatever God wants to do upon the earth, it took the life of Mary to showcase that life. If there was any form of iniquity in the life of Mary, there's no way she would have raised Christ, none of who God was. Talk to me, friends. There are certain laws God will tell you to obey. You may never need to understand why. Samson, make sure that hair on your head doesn't go off. Even though it will give you physical empowerment to conquer the enemy, it actually reminds me of every promise given unto Israel. You didn't hear me? Study Jeremiah 15 verse 1. He taught the people that this time, if you bring Moses and Samuel to plead on your behalf, I'll not listen. Now, okay. Then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind will not be favorable towards these people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Can you imagine? So when the people sin against God and they pray and God not hear, they will go and say, Moses, go and talk to us. And God says, because of Moses' sake, I will listen to them. These were two people that lived in the days of the Israelites where they could tell the heart of God. A man became an emblem of mercy that God says, when these people speak, I can't say no to them. What did they discover in God that God had to promise them, saying that for the sake of your existence, I will not make sure the enemies kill these people? No, you see, hear this, ready. I was there when God told me that one thing that allowed the brothers of Joseph to cause the man pain was because of how insincere they are and how insensitive they were to a man's gift. Now hear this. Whenever we talk about the glory of Israel, we focus on Joseph, true or false. Talk to me, church. But are you aware that God created Israel for three major reasons? One, kingship. Two, priesthood. Three, salvation. Study Israel. Kingship, priesthood, salvation. Christ came from Israel. Talk to me, church. I'll be aware that it was God that showed them how to carve the altar of mercy. Talk to me, friends. Where God says, I need the Levite to stay in the temple to keep the light. Because if the light should go down, my presence will go off. Am I right? And you realize it was through King Saul that God raised the first king of Israel. Am I right? Now, we know that Israel came through Jacob. The Bible says he worked for 7 years, right, for Leah. And then the father says, you can't marry the lady first. You have to marry the first woman. So went in for Leah and worked for another 7 years, and now we had Rachel. Now, watch this. We talk of the blessing God gave unto Joseph, but nobody talks about the covenant that God gave unto that family. Do you know why? Because there's no way there would have been a Levite without a Leah. There wouldn't have been the Messianic grace, which is Christ Jesus Christ, without a Judah. Even though these two were not the most loved ones, hear me? Because even before Jacob, that he even cares them, he says, the fact you both have sinned against me by going to kill the king when the kings came to say sorry to me, I curse. Yet, the covenant of grace was upon their life. Now God says, whatever I want to do in time will come through these people. Covenant makes me different. They live beyond this age. What God does with them is different. Do you hear me? Am I teaching here? But we live in a generation where we just want to live a life of pleasure. So we want to have life to honor us. When my grandfather died, my father told me something. I worked for 3 days. 3 days. Now I'm saying this because my father is here. And I'm saying because I'm here, so I can say things here. God, he creates people for a reason. And he gives them instruction for certain purposes. And if you decide to honor yourself by letting go of that thing, you will leave. But in God's kingdom, you'll be dead. Death in God is not the cessation of life. It's departure from purpose. You didn't hear me? Damascus is a big church. Don't get me wrong. It was founded on Christ. The vision given by one man. He left the age. But God told him, in order to keep the ordinance of the ministry you carry, you give birth to a son. Make sure you let the hair remain intact. Don't touch the hair. Keep the hair pure. Because once you cut off the hair, you are doomed and dead forever. If it makes sense. Are you getting me? Now, we may see the church as a physical place where we gather, we pray, we learn, we study, be empowered. But only God can tell what he is actually deriving from this ministry. Because of the covenant that's initiated. You see, God does not define a thing until he finds covenant. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Your hands on your chest. Lord, show me how to enter covenant with you. Show me how to enter covenant. I want to become that person you can trust. Make me somebody you can trust. I want to live a life beyond this age. I'm tired of a physical life. I'm tired of the physical life. The life where people live and they die and they have nothing to offer. Lord, define my... Lift your voice and pray. Somebody lift up your voice. Covenant. Are you blessed, friends? Clap your hands, please. I'm almost done. When God matures people from the realm of covenant, the next realm he opens up to them is the realm of secrets. I'm telling you. The Lord told me that secret is not the exposure of hidden truths. Secret is an entrusted life. In matter of voices. I think I should do a video podcast on this preacher. Am I right? I want you to know that a man that lives in purpose is God's investment. And God is so powerful that he knows what he can do to make them the emblem of hope. That once they show up, things will show up. God existed before Abraham was created. Yet he said, if a man wants to walk in power and in dominion, call me the God of Abraham. God lived before Isaac was made. He says, in order for people to understand laughter, call me the God of Isaac. God lived before Jacob was made. And he says, if a man is battling in destiny, he wants to find rest, call me the God of Jacob. God lived before David was made. He says, if you want to understand intimacy, call me the God of David. You see, God can release a grace over your life whereby without even your knowledge, just by the reverence you give unto God, the things you say in the place of prayer becomes a result in the spirit. He will tell you things that he can't tell everybody. Am I communicating? If
Moses and Aaron had lived in our generation today, would have said Aaron is powerful than Moses, because Aaron was an orator. He could speak. He could talk. In fact, he was an artist. He could actually carve something. Am I right? In our generation today, once we see a flamboyant ministry, so media excellence, whatever it is, we say, Kai, I want to belong here. It's not wrong. These are systems God apportioned to help us grow in grace. But the root is connected to security. He said, Moses, call me Yahweh. Anybody could call God any name, but when Moses called him Yahweh, something happens. Are you aware that when God wanted to kill Aaron, God told him, make sure the priestly garment is off you and die in public for men to see who you are. But for Moses, go and die in secret. Watch me. There are things you do in God. He can't, there are things he will tell you to follow. It's not everybody you know. He will show you certain things. When you enter that height, you know you've gotten there. I need you to disassociate from the life that makes you happy and comfortable. Last word, I'm done. The last realm you enter is called the realm of knowledge. And I'm done. The realm of knowledge goes beyond a man's thinking ability or thinking capacity. It's got to do with the knowledge God gives unto you that makes you define life from God's kingdom. Lord, we give you praise. Listen to the testimony of King David. Everyone in Israel thought the only way they could appease God was to sacrifice bulls and cattle. Until David pressed in the place of prayer and realized God doesn't really take pleasure in the sacrifice of bulls and cattle, rather in the sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. David said, who is going to be that person God will reject when they come broken before the Lord? There was nothing like the New Testament. Yet, a man could tell off what God would do sometime to come. Because the realm he enters is called the realm of knowledge, wisdom. You are not an elder in God's kingdom because you are old. Because in God's kingdom, each has no validation. I speak in tongues, so in the Holy Ghost, and my spirit cries, Elohim,
Elohim Adonai.
I pray in tongues, so
yes,
in the Holy Ghost, we say, and my spirit cries, Elohim, say,
Elohim Adonai.
So, the realm of the animal life, the realm of the soul, the realm of the God life, which is the Zoe life, the realm of laws, the realm of secrets, and the realm of knowledge. The Lord told me that all that we read in the Bible is not the end of Him. Because a physical book is too small to define its context. Does it make sense? All the miracles you saw performed in the Bible, so God can even do more than that. But Christ told us if we believe in Him, we can even do more than what He physically did here on earth. Isn't it shameful how we see certain demonstrations and people would associate it with a demon? Oh, am I right? For some reasons, when we see certain manifestations, it is easier to say it is demon than it is godly. I know a preacher in the faith who is now fighting against fathers in Nigeria, condemning everything. There's a man I respect so much called Benihin. Benihin was so anointed, so gifted, so blessed, and was very arrogant. In his young days, he would want to preach whatever he sees in the Bible without asking for discipleship. So one day he came to church and said, there are 7 Holy Spirits. And God says, what do you mean? There is only one Spirit of God.
But he has forms where he expresses himself. He can come as mind. He can come as strength. He can come as wisdom. He can come as whatever it is. But because he wanted to sound deep, because of who he was at that time, God says, I can't watch you blaspheme my name. Close your church. He had to physically close his church. It was until recent, somebody came up saying that when he goes for crusades, sometimes the hotel they sleep in the night is over $25,000. So because he wanted to defend his name, because of how people see him, he says, God can never tell you to release $25,000. And people now brought his old messages where he was giving deeper meaning concerning seed sowing. And he said, so which one do we trust now? It took the life of Pastor Chris to actually help him pay his bills. Watch me. You see, in this life, if you are not careful about how you see God, your understanding will give you an image of something you are not. Just because to you, you feel that to protect your integrity is the highest order. Watch me. Men define integrity by how blameless you are. God defines integrity on how selfless you are.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 9209 0454 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.